This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Croatian authorities say a bus swerved off a highway and crashed early Sunday after the driver apparently fell asleep, killing 10 people and injuring at least 44 others, some of them seriously. The crash happened around 6 a.m. local time on a highway between Croatia's capital and the Serbian border. Authorities said an investigation led to the arrest of the driver of the bus after he apparently lost control over the vehicle after briefly falling asleep. A local prosecutor told the media the bus driver had admitted he dozed off. Officials said the bus was carrying 67 passengers, including children, and two drivers, one of whom died in the crash. The local police chief described it as one of the worst accidents he'd ever seen. A 22-year-old Japanese skateboarder claimed a piece of Olympic history as the host nation enjoyed a bit of a gold rush on a day of upsets at the Tokyo Games on Sunday. The second full day of competition saw 18 gold medals up for grabs, including the first ever in skateboarding, one of several new sports introduced in Tokyo as part of an International Olympic Committee drive to attract younger fans. Japan's skateboarding win was one of its four gold medals on Sunday, including a brother and sister who won golds in judo within an hour of each other. A Tunisian teenager pulled off an upset in swimming in the men's 400-meter freestyle. It was Tunisia's first ever Olympic medal in the event and just their third gold in swimming. The other swimming medals were split between the U.S. and Australia. Upsets extended beyond the pool later Sunday, with Australian world number one Ashley Barty crashing out in the first round of the women's tennis singles. In gymnastics, U.S. superstar and defending champion Simone Biles produced a rusty performance in qualifying. This is VOA News.